Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. I just realized today that that sounds really good, doesn't it? Welcome back to Faith to Impact. Like it rhymes and it's, you know, it's all good to go. So just real quick, wanted to remind everybody too. So what I do here is I go live. We talk about faith, we talk about family, we talk about impact and talk about, you know, those things, because that's really how we can truly make a difference in the world and how we can be really fulfilled. And so what I do is I go live on social media. So right now I'm on Clubhouse, looks like two Facebook platforms, and then also on YouTube. And so then what I do is I take that audio and I put it on the podcast as well. And so anyways, just wanted to let everybody know about that. So there's a lot of ways to catch the show if you're interested. And I'm excited in the future to have, you know, potentially a better like schedule. Just sometimes my schedule, you know, changes a little bit. So I had a lot of things going on this morning. Work, you know, started earlier. And so had some, you know, had to rearrange some things there. But we're here. Super excited to be here and excited to be able to dive into this topic today about why it's so important to be a light to those around you. And so what I want to do is share two quick stories with you of something that like really has made a difference for me, and it's really helped me to realize, hey, I need to do this so that I can be an, you know, an influence on other people. And obviously I believe in that and I know that that's important. But it's just something I was thinking about that I thought I'd share with you. And so the first story is from one of my coworkers. So one of my coworkers, she mentioned that she really has this goal of getting to 100 push-ups like at one time, right? Being able to lay down on the floor and do 100 push-ups in a row, which I think is so cool. I don't know how we got on the topic. It was kind of one of those things before a meeting. And I think I'd actually mentioned something and kind of kicked off this conversation. And then she ended up talking about how she's like been doing push-ups. And so right now she can do like 25 at a time. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And you know, then she's like, yeah, I want to be able to do 100. I was like, oh, is that like 100 like at a time or like broken up? And because recently I've been doing 100 every day, well, on and off. But I'd separate them into like, you know, doing 25 at a time or doing 30 or something like that. But she's like, no, I want to do 100 at a time. And I was like, whoa, that's so cool. I love that. And so it's interesting because then a couple of days later, I'm thinking about what she said that she was going to do. And all of a sudden I'm inspired by her, you know, goal and by something that she's doing. And so I'm thinking, this is really cool. Like I want to do that too. So the last couple of days I've started saying, okay, I'm usually doing at least 100 a day anyways, but like, let's do it, you know, so I can increase the amount that I can do at a time, you know, because right now it's like 25 to 30, sometimes 30 is like a little bit hard to do in a row. And so I'm thinking, hey, well, this is a great way for me to be able to go and do that. And so I'm thinking, yeah, let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that. And that's what I've started to do. And so I'm really excited to be able to get to that point where I can do 100 in a row. And I don't know exactly how long that's going to take and what that's going to be. But to me, the important thing here is that, you know, I had a coworker that was really excited about doing something, and hearing about what she's doing inspired me to do it. And so that's the same with you, that, you know, there's something that maybe you see what someone else is doing that helps inspire you. But the flip side too, you can be an inspiration to others. So another quick story is when we were living in Texas, we were in Austin, Texas, North Austin. So shout out to all the Texans out there. We love Texas and we did leave Texas. So don't hate us, you know, for doing that. But we'll definitely be coming back at least to visit. I think we'll probably be sticking around here in St. George because we like it. But definitely Texas is amazing. And so we were there up in North Austin and we actually had just moved to a town called Pflugerville. So PFL is the first part of that. And so I remember when we were first moving there, we saw that on the map. We're like, Pflugerville? Like, what are our kids going to say? Like, Pflugerville? And we're like, Amy and I kind of joking around about it. But then, you know, turns out we're actually living in Pflugerville, which is hilarious. And so we're in Pflugerville. And I remember this was part of work that we had gone away. And I was with one of my coworkers that I knew really well, Jeff Perry. And we were out there in Detroit. We were both working at General Motors at the time. And so we were up there for this event or just some meetings and things like that. And so I remember we were there. And then, you know, after work, we, you know, were hanging out at the pool one time. We were just talking about some of the things we're working on and stuff like that. And he'd mentioned doing some Amazon business of building, you know, finding some products, selling them on Amazon and going through. And it was really cool to hear about all the things that he was doing. And I was kind of like, well, hey, like, why'd you like think about doing this? And like, what's got you inspired about doing it? And he's like, well, Dustin, you were a big motivation for me doing it. Like just seeing some of the things you're doing. I think at the time I was working on some different app projects and things like that. And so it was really cool though for me to hear that I had inspired him, that that was something that like he, because of something I was doing, that had got him thinking. It got him thinking, hey, maybe I could go and do something. And so just that's what I want you to remember, is that you can be that light to others. And you should be, you know, if you believe in God, you have faith, then that's something that you can be strong and be able to stand up and really have a better life because of your faith, and then be able to show others how they can have a better life too. And whether that's in faith or whether that's in something totally different, you know, it could be in your family, it could be in many different ways, but I just want you to know that that's why it's so important to be a light to the world, is so that you can inspire and uplift others. And that's part of the reason for this show, is I really want to continue to uplift and inspire people all over the world to be able to make a difference, right? I want them to be true to their, you know, to your faith. I want you to do that. I want you to be closer to your family and you to be making the impact that you feel called to make. And the one thing I do want to point out with this is I know that it can be difficult when you feel like you need to be a light to the world, when you feel like when you mess up that like, oh no, I'm letting everybody down. And so first of all, I want to say that no one on this earth is perfect. So it's okay to mess up. It's totally fine. And actually, it's a good thing for others to see you mess up. Because the thing is, there might be other people that look at you and they see that, like, maybe they don't know you super well, but they feel like that you are just perfect. You're always happy. You're always doing great things. And they don't see every day. They don't see some of the struggles that you might be going through. And so sometimes it can be hard when you know that they see some of those harder times. But at the same time, if they see that and then they see how you overcome that, then that's so much better, right? It's so much better because then they can relate to some of those moments that you've had. And so I just want to also say that, hey, don't feel like you have to be perfect. Just continue to share your light and continue to do the best that you can, and you'll continue to change lives and to continue to make a difference in multiple ways in any way that you can. And so I'm really just grateful for this concept of being a light to the world. And I really do feel like it's super important, because it allows us to give hope and inspiration to other people. And what I think is really interesting about all of this is just the fact that sometimes it's as simple as just seeing that someone else is doing something that you're able to then make an impact on them, right? Just, you know, again, with these examples that I shared today of, you know, hearing my coworker, of just hearing that she wanted to do that. She didn't come convince me. We didn't talk about all these different things. It was basically, I just heard her in a conversation. It wasn't even just with me. It was with a group of people that that's what she wanted to do. And that to me inspired me. And it was a similar thing, you know, with Jeff, is I feel like, you know, we talked about it some, but it wasn't like I was, you know, convincing him or going and telling him, but like him hearing some of the things I was working on inspired him to go and do that. And so I just think that's a really cool concept, that it's sometimes as simple as that. Sometimes just that tweak, that simple thought, that simple thing that you hear or you see, it can be that big source of motivation. And so I'm really grateful for that. And I encourage you to continue to see how you can be a light to the world and how you can look to others for that light as well. Keep an open mind about how other people are doing things, because sometimes we're just held back because of that belief. And maybe just because we don't even have the idea, right? Like I hadn't thought about doing 100 pushups in a row. And so it just wasn't something I really ever thought about. But then when I heard someone else that talked about it and then they were excited about it and got me thinking, you know, maybe I should do that too. And so that's something that I am excited about doing now, right? Because of that. And so again, it doesn't have to be that complicated, but really you can be a light in such a simple way as well. So I appreciate you tuning in. I'm excited to be able to talk to you tomorrow. I did want to say as well, really quick, that May 24th is the big, you know, Faith to Impact mini summit, which is going to be so much fun. I can't wait for you to come to that and be able to hear 5 amazing speakers. This time I'm going to kick it off because I want to really introduce the whole idea behind this, but I also want to, you know, remind you of, you know, May 17th, or let you know about that May 17th, I'll be having an awesome announcement, which will open up registration for this mini summit. Where we're going to be talking about faith, family, and impact as usual, and how we can be able to grow in those ways. And so I'm excited for Monday. So mark your calendars for May 17th for an awesome announcement there too. So anyways, thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow.